A look at commodity prices for Idaho producers. David Sparks, Idaho Agribusiness Today. Commodity market analyst Clark Johnston has told us that wheat prices have been on a bit of a roller coaster ride so far this summer, with 20 to 22 cent surges, and wheat producers reached a point where they were starting to sell. The Idaho hay market has stayed steady all summer until recently, when demand stepped up and prices were up as much as $30 to $40 per ton. And Johnston says milk prices have held steady all summer, and that trend will hold, but demand is expected to go up in the fall.
I think we'll see it stay steady just for the fact that I think that demand will pick up as we go into the fall. We had demand fall off, what they're telling me, on cheese and whatnot earlier this spring, just a little bit. And so that demand is going to pick up, and we'll see a little more domestic usage as well as some export demand on the cheese market. And I think milk prices are going to remain steady to a little bit higher going into the end of the year.
And the Farm Bureau's market analyst says the great 2021 drought will see its greatest impacts after harvest.
Absolutely. We're right now going to see it on feed to start with. Corn has started to climb back up again. We're seeing corn inch closer and closer to $6 in that December contract. And that really will impact the dairies for sure.
And farmers have the still get the crop in attitude. This report was produced by the Ag Information Network. I'm David Sparks.